Michael Jones is in. We are going to talk movies, and you've got a duo for us today.
Yes, two tales of obsession, Nick.
Ooh.
I'll start with Brigsby Bear.
Yeah, that's confused me. I know nothing about it apart from the really weird-looking posters everywhere.
Exactly, exactly. Brigsby Bear, it's a very sort of low-budget film, just like the other film that I'm going to talk about, low-budget comedy drama. It stars Kyle Mooney, Greg Kinnear, Matt Walsh, Michaela Watkins, Ryan Simpkins, Jane Addams, and Mark Hamill.
Oh.
Yes. It's written by Kyle Mooney, who also stars in this film, and Kevin Costello, and it's directed by Dave McCary. It's his feature film debut. I think he's been responsible for a lot of Saturday Night Live type stuff. But don't expect, like, zany comedy from this film. Anyway, look, it's about a guy called James, who's played by Kyle Mooney. He's a man in his mid-20s. He's been living in an isolated fallout shelter with his parents, Ted, played by Mark Hamill, and April, played by Adams, for as long as he can remember. Apart from his daily lessons, his only stimulation comes in the form of a new episode of Brigsby Bear, a kids' TV show that's delivered on videotape to their shelter each week.
Okay.
He's obsessed with the show. He talks about it online with his friends, and he's just totally into it. Of course, with no experience of the outside world, James is like an 11-year-old trapped in a man's body. But of course, one day something significant happens, and there are no more episodes of Brigsby Bear.
Oh, no.
Yes. What's James going to do? His whole world has been turned upside down, and the only thing that will make things right is to finish off Brigsby Bear's story himself.
Okay.
Look, Brigsby Bear is about surviving childhood trauma and also embracing creativity to try and overcome that trauma. This is obviously a festival sort of a film because it's kind of quirky, but having Mark Hamill in it immediately makes this comedy drama accessible to your pop culture fans, because anyone who's, you know, loved Star Wars, for example, can immediately relate to James's obsession with something, in this case a TV show. Even though it turns out James is the only one who's ever seen an episode of Brigsby Bear. This film could have gone down a much darker road, but instead the filmmakers have opted for something kind of absurd yet gentle and heartfelt. It's actually a really strong performance by Kyle Mooney as the naive fish-out-of-water James, and his unshakable enthusiasm and determination rubs off on the other characters in the film who do warm to his strangeness and weird obsessions. Maybe it's a little bit too sentimental for some, but I challenge you will have a lump in your throat at the end, and if you don't, you're really just too cynical and beyond hope. Look, Brigsby Bear, it's not too heavy, it's not too light, it's just right. And did I enjoy Brigsby Bear? Does a bear shit in the woods?
All right, good.
Anyway, let's move on to another tale of obsession.
Okay.
Ingrid Goes West.
Oh, it's great. I didn't jump in.
Okay, then. Review done. Nick, we're finished. I'll stop.
Sorry.
But shall we tell people who's in who's in this film? Aubrey Plaza's in this one. Elizabeth Olsen, O'Shea Jackson, Wyatt Russell, Billy Magnuson. It's written by David Branson Smith and Matt Spicer, who also directs the film. Ingrid, played by Aubrey Plaza, is a lonely and troubled young woman who's been struggling with life since the death of her mother. She finds escape and solace through the lives of other people, some celebrities, some not, on social media. In this case, a social media app that closely resembles Instagram, though I don't think Instagram is ever actually mentioned in the film, probably due to legal reasons.
Yes.
But anyway, one day one of these celebrities Ingrid is following, Taylor Sloan, a lifestyle model, played by Elizabeth Olsen, replies to one of Ingrid's comments. Ingrid, thinking that she's finally found a connection, decides to head west out to California to meet her new friend. Ingrid Goes West, it's a very, very black comedy that satirises the dark side of social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook and all those other ones. But not just the dark, stalky, obsessed side represented by Ingrid, it also takes a really big swipe at the pretentiousness and shallowness and the sort of vapidity of the sort of people that post to such platforms, people like Elizabeth Olsen's character, suggesting that there's nothing real about the lives portrayed in these carefully curated and constructed and filtered pictures that fans like Ingrid see and assume are real. Aubrey Plaza, she's a naturally dry comedic actor, and she's excellent around as the obsessed and slightly unhinged Ingrid. This film, I guess, allows the audience to see a much much greater range of Aubrey Plaza's acting talents too. She's more than just the, you know, the deadpan comic. And I think Elizabeth Olsen, she's also well cast as Taylor. She projects that vapidity. She's also a very, very good actor, but she also projects the facade of sophistication and cool, which is obviously covering up important things going on in a life which she'd rather ignore, like perhaps a failing relationship and a brother with pretty big problems. And I think that her character actually ends up coming across as even more pathetic than Ingrid. Would you agree with it?
Yeah, I would, actually. I thought it was an interesting kind of almost turn.
Yeah, look, if you love social media or even if you hate it, I think you should jump on Route 66, click on the heart / like button for Ingrid Goes West.
It was my pick of the Sydney Film Festival. Smartly written, smartly directed, and some great turns.
Totally agree.
Thank you very much, Mr. Michael Jones. We'll do this again next week.
Pleasure.